This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Over the next several days leading up to the election a week from today, we're going to at least do our best to try to talk to all the candidates in contested races for the Galesburg City Council. That's the main area we'll be focusing on during our election night coverage a week from tonight here on WGIL, along with some of the other regional races too. But City Council is mainly what's contested here, and we're going to start by random and by who responded to my invitation first. And in that case, that's the one of the candidates for third ward alderman, and that's incumbent Russell Fleming, who's here in studio. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Well, hi, Will. Thanks for inviting me.
You've been in office how long now?
I've been in office for 12 years.
Talk about what at first led you to run for city council then, and what has kept you going, and what has made you decide to keep going.
Well, what got me interested in it was I thought we were not as well represented as we should be. Mm-hmm. There was a firewood ordinance coming into play at that time, and some others that I went and spoke during the council meetings about, and I didn't feel I was being heard at all.
And that must be awfully dissatisfying, at least from the standpoint of a citizen, knowing that the person who's elected to represent you, at least in your view, isn't really representing you.
Well, actually, when I first ran, the person was appointed that I ran against, and never was elected, but was appointed by the mayor at the time.
Still dissatisfying nonetheless, I'm sure, just to be a general citizen and knowing that your needs weren't being addressed.
Right. You like to be heard, even if your views aren't appreciated, maybe.
Sure.
Well, you'd like to be heard anyway.
Well, hey, you don't have to tell a guy in talk radio that's for sure. So from that standpoint, how often do you hear from constituents, and lately what have you been hearing from them about?
I hear from sporadically.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it'll be heavy and sometimes light, but sometimes it may be a dead tree in the terrace or snow not being removed fast enough for them. Or maybe street needing repair, that type of thing.
I imagine you probably wish you heard from constituents more.
I hear from them enough, but, you know, I accept all phone calls. And, of course, with the telemarketers anymore, I don't always answer the phone. But if they leave a message, I get back to them.
You answer the phone more often than I do then. That's for sure. Why run for re-election? What do you feel you have left to do or left to address as a city council member?
Well, I don't really, outside of that first time I ran, I didn't really have an agenda.
Okay.
I just think I have a feel for what the ward needs and wants, and I'm a strong representative, I feel, and I want to make sure Ward 3 gets heard.
In terms of, are there specific issues in Ward 3 these days that you're hearing about or that you would like to see worked upon? And maybe some of those are maybe things that help the whole city, maybe they're not, but maybe they're things that Ward 3 is most concerned about.
Yeah, specifically Ward 3, there's just the same concerns that's across town, like roads need to be repaired, sidewalks need to be redone.
So the usuals.
The usual. Street lights need to be replaced.
Sure.
That type of thing.
Some issues that have been coming up lately. I was just kind of struck by this and found your reasoning interesting, and I thought maybe I'd have you talk about it here. Was I think at one of the last council meetings, in fact, the last council meeting, I think the annual funding request for external agency funding, basically the local organizations that come to the council and ask the city for money every year. You said while they were all wealthy,
not wealthy.
Well, okay, they wouldn't be asking you for money if they were wealthy, but we're all worthy agencies,
right?
But you weren't necessarily in favor of giving them city money. Talk about that and kind of explain that. I imagine that's the sort of thing that maybe some people understood, but maybe upset others.
Well, I'm sure there were people upset because they came for money and some didn't receive as much or as, you know, as they may have wanted. Mm-hmm. But my philosophy is that, you know, taxes are taken from people. You have to pay your taxes. It's not a voluntary thing. And all these groups are not-for-profits that are voluntary. If somebody, if the community wants to support them, they can. Mm-hmm. And that's where I feel. There was some, like during the council meeting, I expressed my feelings. There's some things I do think the city should contribute to, like 4th of July. It's a celebration of our birth of our country. I mm-hmm. think that's important. And Railroad Days, it's something that's put Scalesburg on the map. The same thing as a Stearman fly-in. Sure. I mean, you see a Stearman, you think of Galesburg. Railroad, if we didn't celebrate the railroad, that's what made Galesburg what it is. So some of those things are important to me, but and all the not-for-profits are important. I'm not saying they're not.
Right.
It's just that I don't think I should make you pay $20 in tax so I can give it away to whoever I want to instead of who you might want that $20 to go to.
Railroad Days, though, was on the list of and the fireworks were both on the list of agencies. So how do you kind of, I guess, maybe justify or explain that, you know, hey, I would love to see money go here, but not go here, but I can't approve this list as a whole.
Well, if, like I said during that meeting, I'd rather not give any money away if it amounted to the snowball that we're having. The budget keeps increasing, more agencies come forward needing a dime. So the philosophy I have is I'd rather you give the money to whoever you want to.
The city's finances, I guess, at least to hear the mayor talk about it to me the other day, suggested that maybe they're not doing that badly at this point, although things have been a little tight for the last number of years. What's your perspective on that, and what do you think the city can do differently in terms of finances and the budgeting process and that sort of thing?
Money is tight. Mm-hmm. It's we are not having the shortfalls that we have in the past. We're not $5 million short. We might be like a million or half a million. But anyway, those are manageable. If the budget can be, I feel the budget should be balanced. We've got we know how much we're going to get in. We know how much we can spend, and we should live within those means. Is that, I don't know if that answered your question or not, but.
No, I think it did to a point, and just to kind of expand on that, just because it's been on my mind, one of the issues okay. that we've heard that the mayor has talked extensively about is concerns over pension funding, and even at the state level, the governor is proposing something, stretching out pension payments that may make the situation at the state level worse. Is the mayor going down the right road and perhaps supporting wanting to change maybe everything to the IMRF, I think, in terms of a statewide proposal that he's backing?
That type of thing, yes, I support him in that. The pensions are something forced. I mean, the state is the reason we're in the bind, mm-hmm. not the city of Galesburg. And we're forced to do certain things. The local funds like the police pension fund and mm-hmm. the fire fund, those are locally managed. And that's what the mayor is trying to propose, is to get those all combined statewide. And then you get better investments. But the problem really is people promising too much and not funding, like they said. The state has a bad habit of collecting the money and then spending it elsewhere.
No.
And there's all kinds of grants. They just give all kinds of grants that they don't even pay their bills, and then they all offer grants to people. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, certainly. It certainly makes sense, for sure. I have a couple of minutes left. I want to touch on a few other issues okay. here. First of which, we've had some things in the news the last couple of weeks. One involving some residents, I guess, displeasure with City Manager Thompson regards to how he handled the situation with your former HR guy, David Jones, and the lawsuit that came up. And then an issue with the lack of a city treasurer at this point. The situation with Todd Thompson first. Where do you support him? Is he doing a good job? And did he handle this situation with the HR director properly?
I think we could all look back and say no on that. Just a quick answer of no. But that's hindsight. Did I support him? I have. I'm sort of on the fence right now. And the reason is because of all the activity that's taken place. I'm still wait and see type of person on this.
The mayor has suggested even a letter to the editor in the Register Mail today suggested to us here last week that maybe some of this was political in nature since we're a week away from an election. Do you think any of it's political, or are these legitimate concerns?
I be honest with you, I don't think they're political. I've talked to several employees, retired employees, and even citizens that have contacted me with their displeasure, and some of them are allegations that I've looked into, but can't prove that they happened. And some of it is probably like the mayor says, where if I'm your employer and we no longer need your services, or maybe you don't get the raise you think you deserve. Those things are real, and that's why he's getting paid the big bucks to make those determinations.
There you go. And the situation with the lack of a city treasurer, I guess it's been over a year and a half now since Elijah French resigned. He says the law is not being followed. The mayor says it is. What do you think?
Somewhere in between.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but I was a strong proponent of having a full-time treasurer. I think it's a service to the city to what the council did with making that a part-time, hardly any pay job, and expecting somebody to do that job. There was a treasurer, full-time treasurer, with a full-time deputy treasurer, mm-hmm. and those duties didn't go away. The deputy treasurer, I do take exception with what the mayor said he saved the city with the $12,000 being the current. That's not all. It's not the truth, because one of those employees went into the finance department, and the treasurer went away, but the work didn't. So, and just recently, Gloria wanted to hire another person to man the counter because she claims they didn't have enough personnel to take care of the work.
That kind of leads to my next question. Then does there need to be a treasurer over and above what the finance department does? Should the finance director become the city treasurer, or do we need a separate treasurer?
In my opinion, no. We should. It's sort of like having the fox look after the chickens. In my opinion,
okay.
I mean, you know what happened to Dixon, and
yes.
I know that Marv Dahlberg said it could never happen in Galesburg. Well, if I could swear a little bit, I would, because it could happen.
You're raising a bit of a red flag on that statement. And I'm not saying.
I am not saying that has happened or will ever happen.
Sure,
but it could happen.
Yeah, I certainly would. Probably, I imagine most folks would probably agree with you there. Last question: you have an opponent this time in Lindsay Hillary, a local real estate agent.
Right.
What sets you apart from her?
I don't know, because I don't know what her position is. She's never contacted me since I've been on the council, so no complaints from her that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And I just can't explain that. I do know I have the experience, and I have the drive and the, I've had 12 years on here, so people know what I'm like, the people that have been around for a while. And the new ones, there's going to be a meet and greet at the
Cedar Creek Hall.
Creek Hall tomorrow night at mm-hmm. Wednesday night at starting at 6:00, and I'll be there if anybody wants to meet me.
Yeah, we've been reporting on that in the news today, so you can find out more about that as well on WGIL.com. I was going to ask you to explain to voters again why they should reelect you, but I think you just answered my last question before I could ask it. So
okay.
I think we'll wrap up here. Incumbent 3rd Ward Alderman Russell Fleming, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for continuing to run, and best wishes as you head toward Election Day.
Yeah, go out April the 2nd and vote for me if you wish.
And we will have coverage on WGIL next Tuesday. Thanks again. Stay tuned. We will come back here with business news and sports as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.